The death of Beverly Sills robbed this country of the most popular American opera singer of recent decades, and also of one of the most gifted arts administrators we've known. Many people also lost a personal friend, and one of those people is actress and comedian Carol Burnett. She and Sills were friends, and they also performed together.
Adieu.
Goodbye.
Notre petite table.
To our little table.
Adieu.
Goodbye.
Passato.
To the past.
All alone, I'm so all alone. Les roses del mondo già sono allenti.
Carol Burnett, Beverly Sills was someone you performed with, also a very good friend of yours, I guess.
Yes.
Tell us about her.
Well, it's very seldom that you have something like this with somebody. You don't get a lot of those kinds of friends in life. Bubbles and I talked to each other quite often, and no matter what she was going through, she was always cheerful.
Now, I should say here that when, for example, when I interviewed Beverly Sills, as I would ask her whether it was Ms. Sills, oh, just call me Bubbles was the answer. That was always the response to what she wanted to be called.
Well, that was her personality.
Bubbles.
Bubbles.
You know, one of the things one hears in that very funny duet that we heard a bit of is both the difference between you and Beverly Sills in how you sang and what you sang, but also the similarity that you're both singing for people to make them listen, to make them happy.
Yes. I think that was probably one of my favorite specials of all the specials I've done. We laughed. I tell you, we laughed for 2 weeks, and the opening was quite remarkable. It was called We're Only an Octave Apart. And it was brilliant because I started out about, you know, our voices aren't that different. We're only 8 notes on the musical line. You know, what's the difference between your voice and mine? And I'm singing this, and then she comes out an octave higher, of course, with that gorgeous voice. And I just stared at her, and the audience just fell down, you know. And then we tap danced at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Bubbles had taken tap when she was a kid, and I had never tap danced, so we both kind of had to relearn. And it was a fun time. We tap danced with 20 boy dancers. And when it was over, we both cried. We wanted to do it all over again. We had such a good time.
This was quite an emotional roller coaster, this special, of laughing and crying quite a bit.
Yeah, but good, the good kind.
Mm-hmm. And how did she describe her own role as one of the great figures of American high culture, you know, the great soprano of her day? Who was obviously known beyond the opera house? Did she see herself as an emissary of opera to a broader popular culture, for example?
If she did, it would be to spread the good word,
mm-hmm.
not to the effect of, say, standing up there and saying, "Look at me and how important I am." She would never do that. She would help people, as I say, to spread the good word about opera and to make it so that everybody would want to go see it and not be afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess people would say she was a diva, but what is the definition of diva? You know, sometimes it has a bad connotation. Oh, she's a diva, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would not say she was a diva in that sense of the word. What is the definition of diva, Robert? Do you know?
I'm trying to think right now what diva is. Is it from some kind of goddess thing? Is that where diva comes from? I don't know.
If that's the case, she was a down-to-earth goddess.
Well, first, on the loss of your friend, our condolences.
Thank you. This is a big one for me.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us about Beverly
Sills. Thank you, and say a prayer, okay?
Okay. That's Carol Burnett speaking to us from Santa Barbara, California, about her friend, the late Beverly Sills. Our remembrance of Beverly Sills continues at npr.org, where you can see video of the opera star and listen to some of her performances.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.